Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this evening, Alfreda Love, and this is our second day of our prayer marathon. And let me say that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad, excited, delighted, happy in it. I am going to begin by reading Psalm 103, 1 through 6, and it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." Revelation says, keep reading. "He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He would not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." Ladies and gentlemen, I have read to you Psalm 103, 1 through 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As I said before, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. I am going to play a song by Sister Vicky Yahi. Hope I pronounced that last name correctly. And after I play the song, then we're going to go into our consecration of prayer. Then we're going to go into our prayer mode. And then I'm going to give you the revelation of God as he has given it unto me. So the next voice you will hear is Miss Vicky, and she is going to sing, "Because of Who You Are, I Give You the Glory."
You.
light that was because of who you are by Kiyohi. So that is correct. And so I would like to first of all welcome each and every one of you to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry with Alfreda Love. I thank each caller who is on the line. I thank some of my friends who I had the opportunity to speak with a few minutes ago. And I thank you for the growth of the ministry. As I said before, this ministry is grounded on the Word of God, and I believe that the business of the Lord and the ministry is to be taken serious and not lightly. And so without further ado, I would like to consecrate myself before I pray unto God, and then afterwards we're going to pray unto God, as I said before, for Ms. Bianca Tanner. We're going to pray unto God for those who have lost a child. We're going to thank God for the victories He's given today. We're going to thank God for many things. What I did want to tell you is that when you begin to pray, the Lord wants us to magnify Him. Many times when we go to God in prayer, it's because, and sometimes it is, it's because of a storm or it's because of our emotions. But the Lord wants to be magnified. He wants people to know who He is. And once people discover who He is, then they will begin to treat others better. And so we need to magnify the Lord. So I ask today, would you magnify the Lord with me? Let us rejoice in Him together. And so I want to consecrate myself, and then we're going to magnify the Lord. And we're going to just thank God for the things He's done. And then we're going to go into a deep prayer. And with this particular prayer, it is a serious prayer. And the Lord revealed that He is very pleased, well pleased with how we handled yesterday in our prayer, the sincerity of the prayer. And today is going to be a prayer that's intense. I don't know what the prayer is, but I do know that the Lord is going to take over. Amen. And so I pray that for each of you who is on the line and for each of you who are listening via computer or however you're listening, I pray that all of your needs are met. I pray that the blood of Jesus cover you. I pray that you glean something from whatever this revelation is. I pray that you become uplifted and encouraged. I pray that if there is any bowed down heads, would they be lifted up? And I pray for your spiritual life. I pray for your financial life. I pray for just anything that you are doing. I pray for it. And so I'm just asking you, would you at this particular time, whatever is hindering you from getting into the presence of God, whatever is hindering you from thinking about the love of God, to remove it. Because when we go into God, this is a serious thing. This is not a cliche. It's not make-believe. It's not a fairy tale. And it's not anything that we play with. So we're getting ready to consecrate ourselves, and then we're getting ready to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the victory reports of removing students from the hospital. We thank you for the victory reports of removing teenagers from toxic things and from having to become grown too soon, Lord. We thank you for removing those 200 and something girls, Lord. Lord, we thank you for wrapping your arms and protecting that little baby who was kidnapped, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the peace that you're giving these families that we're praying for, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for opening up doors of clarity and to make things clear and plain, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the stamina to continue to run in this marathon, this prayer marathon, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunities and the doors that have opened. We thank you for the new people who have just joined today, the new connects, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for just helping us and teaching us how to pray. We thank you for blessing us to magnify you, Lord, and rejoice over you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we lift you up on this particular day, Lord. Lord Jesus, and we're asking you if there's anything in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls that causes us to deviate from giving you the praise or magnifying your name. We're asking, would it be removed in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus? If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, bring us up, Heavenly Father. We're asking in the name of Jesus as we get ready to speak a revelation. Prayer, Heavenly Father, would you consecrate our hearts? Would you consecrate our minds? Would you give us wisdom and knowledge from on high, from the top to the bottom of our feet, Lord Jesus? Would you consecrate our hands? Would you consecrate our feet to go on the direct, correct path? Would you keep our eyes focused on you, because it is you where our help comes from, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you for the spirit, Heavenly Father, of courage. We thank you for the spirit of goodness and mercy, Lord. We thank you for each thing that you have done, Lord. We thank you for the things you're going to do, Heavenly Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you bless this prayer to be something that is acceptable in your sight, Lord Jesus. We pray for the person who's calling right now, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless them, Heavenly Father, to understand and to know the word of God, Heavenly Father, and to be just transformed, Heavenly Father, and to bless their ministry and bless their music, Heavenly Father, and bless them as they go up on stage. Bless them as they go into their career, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for each person, Lord. We thank you for each thing that you've done in our lives, Lord. We're just asking you, would you continue to keep us? Would you continue to mold us? Would you continue to heal us, Heavenly Father? And would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father? And Lord Jesus, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you just continue to bless each and every person, Heavenly Father, whether they are on the line, Lord, trying to call, Heavenly Father, whether they're off the line, Heavenly Father, trying to call, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you consecrate our souls, Heavenly Father? Would you help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father? Would you move us in the correct direction, Heavenly Father? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the good news that is coming, Lord. We thank you for the doors that are opening, Lord. We thank you for the healing that's coming. We thank you for the answers that's coming. We thank you for the peace and the closure that's coming, Lord. We thank you for the just you moving, Heavenly Father, in a magnificent way, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the mouths that are open. We thank you for just the truth, and we thank you for everything that you're revealing. And then, Lord, we're just asking you, would you continue to help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord. And as we get ready to transition into this prayer, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, Lord Jesus, would you just help to consecrate our minds, and would you help us to focus, Heavenly Father, on the revelation at hand, Heavenly Father, and would you bless any person, Heavenly Father, at this particular time, Lord Jesus. And we know that good news is coming, Heavenly Father, but we're asking, would you help us to be patient and help us to continue to focus on you, because we know that that good news is coming is from you, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to lead and guide us in the right direction, Lord. We're asking you, would you bless each listener on this line, Heavenly Father. Would you bless their families, their households, their careers, their finances, and everything that is associated with them, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to be consecrated before we go before you in the presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen and amen. And as I said before, I have several calls that's coming through, amen. And Jesus is first, amen. And I want to go now into the prayer of praying for the different people who we wanted to pray for, as well as praying for ourselves. As I said before, I don't know what the Lord is getting ready to have me to say. But I do know that I want the Lord to decrease me to zero and increase him to greatness. I want the Lord to hide me behind the cross, and I want the Lord to step up and take over this whole ministry. And so as I begin to pray, I pray that we cover each of your needs. I pray that the Lord bring closure. I pray that you believe in prayer. I pray that if you don't know who this God is that I'm talking about, who causes things to happen, amen, and who causes the water to be still, and who causes the rain to halt, and who causes the sun to shine. This God that I'm talking about is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so I want to make it very clear that when we begin to pray, I am fully under the unction of the Spirit of God. When we begin to pray for Miss Tanner in particular, I want to make sure that we are sensitive, amen, unto the things in which we reveal, because the Lord has entrusted me with knowledge and understanding and wisdom, but also with a charge to pray for this young lady and her family. And so I'm going to do that. And so if you hear pauses, it's because of the revelation of God. And if you, we're going to be very sensitive when we give the revelation of God in prayer. I'm going to allow the Lord to give me the words to say. I'm going to allow the Lord to lead this prayer as I do any other prayer, but I just want you to know that you may hear a lot of pauses, and it's because we have to go under the unction of the Spirit, because if we go under the auspice of ourselves, then what happens is that we go beyond the boundaries of which the Lord has given us. If the Lord entrusts you, and I want to say this because the Lord is speaking right now, if the Lord entrusts you with information, if the Lord entrusts you to pray for someone and he gives you wisdom and he gives you the knowledge, you have to allow the Lord to lead your wisdom and knowledge. You cannot lead your own wisdom and knowledge. You have to allow the Lord to do so. So I'm saying that because many times the Lord entrusts us with things and we mess it up because we go in our own strength and we think that we're doing this in our own strength. But I realize and I recognize that it's because of God. And when God trusts me enough to give me something and to pray over it and to bring closure to things and to get a prayer through and to be an intercessory and to cover families and to cover people. I feel it an honor and privilege, and I don't want to let the Lord down. So as we get ready to go into prayer, I want you to know that I'm going to be very sensitive with the words that I say, and that's because we're going to allow the Lord to lead this particular prayer. But we're going to also be, the Lord revealed, be aggressive in our prayers as far as believing that he can do it, as far as believing that God is doing it right now. And so as I begin to pray, I want you to know that this is a revelation prayer, and this is a very serious prayer, and this is when we go before God, and we go before God in spirit and in truth, and we go before God knowing that he is able to do everything but fail. And so as we go into this particular prayer, we are going to just concentrate our whole bodies and our minds, and we're going to make sure that we're doing what the Lord has asked us to do. Okay? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come unto you, Lord, thanking you, blessing you for the revelation concerning Miss Tana. We thank you for the progress. We thank you for the movement. We thank you for the shift in the atmosphere. Now, Lord, we come as humble as we know how, lifting up our prayers unto you, lifting up our praises unto you, lifting up her family unto you, lifting up her child unto you, and lifting her up unto you. Lord, we come today, Lord, and we thank you for the mouths that are getting ready to open. We thank you for the hands that are getting ready to touch. We thank you for the answers to all of the questions. We thank you for the love that you're putting people's heart, although it's slow, but you're putting love in people's heart. We thank you for the forgiveness that's on standby. We thank you for the lies that were done away with today. We thank you for the truth that is, oh, that has just arrived. Amen. We thank you for the hearts that are open. We thank you for the minds that are now regulated. Lord, we pray for any mind who is contemplating hurting themselves, suicide, anything of that nature. Lord, we cast that spirit out. And we cast in the spirit of accepting and being accountable for anything that we have done. Lord God, we come to you in the most respected manner that we know how. Lord, we're praying for the family, Lord. We're praying for the child. We're praying for each subject who is involved. We're praying for the young lady, Lord Jesus, praying for her soul, Lord. We're praying for each hand that will touch and see and each eye that will see. We're praying for doubt to leave because you've already shown yourself to be real and to be true. Amen. We're praying for a message. We're praying for a ministry. Lord, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for the visitation. And now we pray for movement, Lord. We thank you for showing people who you are. Now we ask for the movement, Lord. We thank you for the people who are righteous around the subjects. We ask for movement now, Lord. We thank you for, once again, the good people who are encouraging subjects to do right. We thank you, Lord, for the remembrance of who you are when the subjects were younger. Lord, we thank you for our lives. We thank you for what we have to hold on to right now. Lord, we thank you for whatever speed you move at, we thank you that you're moving at all. Amen. We thank you for getting people on the right track where they will begin to pray for the whole problem and not just half of the problem, or not just for one person or not just for two people. We ask that you give all of the policemen and women and the volunteers, that you give them wisdom, that you give them knowledge, Lord. We're praying for their feet. And we're praying for the hands and the eyes. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you lead them into the right paths? Would you bless the hands to touch the right things? And would you bless the eyes to see in the light? Lord, we're asking, would you give them the wisdom on tonight? Would you give them the understanding? Any question that is left unanswered, would you answer it, Lord? Because sometimes the eyes cannot see, sometimes the ears cannot hear, and sometimes the legs just can't go into those places. Lord, we're asking for movement. Lord, there has been movement in directions that are misleading and deceiving. But Lord, we're asking you, would you give them a Damascus experience? Will they begin to walk in the right path so that they can see what you are showing? Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you give every last one of those volunteers, those people, the family, everyone, Lord, involved, peace that surpasses understanding. Would you give them love? Would you show them how to love? Lord, we thank you for correcting the steps. Amen. We thank you for correcting the things that we need to touch. We thank you for opening up their eyes to see. We thank you for the little gestures, the little things that points towards you. Lord, now we relinquish each of their feet to walk in the correct path. We relinquish their hands to touch the correct things. We relinquish their eyes to see that you are good and that you are real, and prayer works. Lord, we're asking you, would you work on our hearts? There are still some stiff hearts, Lord, and we're asking you, would you open up the hearts? And would you come in, Lord? Invite yourself in. Sometime we have to, Lord, you're showing that you're going to have to force your way in to some things. You're going to have to force your way into some situations. You're going to have to force your way into some hearts, because people have built walls. And that's what makes it so difficult when people begin to build walls. But we ask in the name of Jesus, would you break those walls? And you said it's kind of like the Alamo experience, walking around a lot of walls, and there is a war going on inside of people's hearts. There's anger. But, Lord, we thank you for forcing your way in. We thank you for opening up closed mouths. We thank you for burying lies. We thank you for reviving the truth. We thank you for putting the feet on that Damascus road. We thank you for being that light in the bush. Amen. We thank you for being, we thank you for that Moses experience, where Moses had an experience with Jesus. We thank you for that experience that they're going to encounter. Lord, we're not rushing you. We know that we're on a marathon. And a marathon is not quick. We have to run and not grow weary. Lord God, if there is anything that needs to be revived, revive it in the name of Jesus, Lord. If there's anything that's disoriented, that does not know, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you orientate? Amen. If there's anything that is presumed, gone, and you want it to live, Lord, we're asking, Heavenly Father, would you revive whatever it is, hope, whatever it is. The name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray right now for each person who is listening, each person who is thinking about this particular situation. In the name of Jesus, we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that you have written the first chapter, and we know that you're continuing to write the book. And Lord, whatever you write, Lord, we know that it's true. And we know that it's your will, and we know that you do not make a mistake. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for moving. We thank you, Lord, for moving the rock. You showed us an experience of where they had put Jesus in a borrowed tomb. And on the third day, that stone was rolled away, and they said, who rolled it away? Thank you for that experience. Lord, we continue to cover the family. Continue to cover a child. We continue to cover Miss Tanner in prayer. We continue to lift her up in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift her family up. We continue to lift the subjects up in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the spirit of force. We thank you for the spirit of an open mouth where everything will begin to spew like fire. We thank you for helping that angel to go back and to be an angel that watches over. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for divine connections. We thank you for the beginning and the ending of stories. We thank you for the miracles that you are able to perform. We thank you for the hope. We thank you for the consecration. We thank you for the revelation. Lord, we ask that as this marathon continues, that we be in accordance to what you have asked me to do, Lord, that you help this to be a sensitive yet affirming prayer that will stretch all the way from Waco, Texas to the prospective places. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue, Heavenly Father, to be God in their lives. You continue to be the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Lord, we love you and we thank you for what our eyes are about to see and our ears are about to hear. We thank you for the answers. We thank you for the truth. We pray in the truth, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for the signs. We thank you for pauses. We thank you for the waits, because it teaches us to be like Job and to have patience. Lord God, you know what is ahead. We ask that you prepare us. We ask that you lead and guide the feet of those, every person who is searching, every person who is looking for answers. We ask that you give them an experience that Moses had. We ask you that you place them on that Damascus Road. And we ask that you give them peace that surpasses all understanding as they tarry back to their prospective places. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister, Sister Tanner. We lift up her son unto you, Lord. We ask that you be the Alpha Omega, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh. We ask that you begin to work on them, Lord. Prepare, restore, reconcile. One knows but you. But one thing I do know is that the revelation of God is true. And one thing I do know, that if we're obedient, everything will be all right. Lord, if we need a Lazarus experience, help us to have that experience. Lord, whatever your will is, whatever your way is, we accept it. We pray holistically for each person who is involved and those who are not involved but who are looking from the outside and praying from the inside. Lord, as we conclude this prayer for Ms. Tanner and her family and each subjects who are involved, Lord, we ask that our souls never leave from your presence. Our hope never leave from your presence. Our faith never leave from your presence. But we ask that lies and deceit and deception and evil leave. We evict them in the name of Jesus. We're asking you would feet be put on the right path, the subject's feet, the volunteer's feet, every man and woman who is searching, that their feet be put on the right path. And, Lord, we thank you for what's to come. We thank you for what has been. And once again, we cover each person, Lord. Those things that we did not mention, those things that are sensitive, we pray over those things. And we ask that you help us to become better people, better Christians, stronger in the Word of God. We thank you for that revelation, Lord. We bless you. We praise your holy name. Now, Lord, as we move and transition into the prayer for those who have lost their children, those who have lost something, someone, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to give them strength to make it day by day? Would you continue to help them to have restful and peaceful nights, Lord? If there's anything that is holding them back from serving and praising you, Lord, we ask that you remove it, Lord. If they're angry, Lord, which is a common trend, when things happen to good people, we ask that you begin to show them, Lord, as you had to teach others, to show them that all of our days are numbered. And just as sure as a flower grows, that flower must wither away. The only thing that withstands is the word of God. which never fades any day. Lord God, we come to you in the humble way. We're asking would you bless each of those individuals, family members. Bless them all together and bless them one by one, Lord. Lord God, as we're praying, there is a family, Lord, who about a month ago, they lost their brother and their uncle in a motorcycle accident, Lord, and they're still struggling with that. Lord, you know who that family is, and we're asking would you continue to give them strength, give them courage. Help them, Lord Jesus, in their grieving process, Lord. Help them and bless them, Heavenly Father, in what they're going through. Help them to think on the good things, Lord. Help them to think on the wonderful things. Those Nigeria girls, Heavenly Father, that the media has forgotten about, and we know that you have not forgotten about them. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you begin to move in their lives as you have been? Would you bring them back home, Heavenly Father, safely, as in so that they can come back and be reunited with their families? We know that they're going to need therapy and counseling, but, Lord, that's fine. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who do not know you, those who are out of the ark of safety, those who may not be going through a storm, who do not know you, Lord. Help them to know who you are, because there's going to be a time and a day in which the only person we're going to be able to call on is you. Lord, bless our youth, Heavenly Father, with this water spirit. Lord, whatever angel it is that's in the water, Lord, that is causing individuals to drown, and whatever water spirit that's out there, whatever evil spirit it is, Lord, remove it in the name of Jesus and send the good angel. Amen. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be better Christians? Help us to treat people better. Help us to love. Help us to be able to pray. Help us to be able to get a prayer through, Lord. We thank you for divine recoveries. We thank you for closure. We thank you for answers. We thank you for helping us to run this marathon race. We thank you for the prayers that you've rendered. We thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge that you crowned our heads with, Lord. Lord God, we're asking that you bless people in careers. There are people who have lost their jobs. There are people who have lost their homes. There are people who have lost their kids. There are people who have lost their clothes. There are people who have lost their spouses. There are people who have lost their minds. There are people who have lost something. And we're asking that you restore it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank you for helping us to be intercessories, Lord, praying for people all over this world. We thank you for this little ministry that you blessed us with that is causing major results through the name of Jesus. We ask that we continue to stay grounded. We ask that we continue to be up in the Word of God. We continue to be founded on the Word of God. We continue to walk in humble submission, no matter where you take us, no matter how many places you take us, no matter the victories, Heavenly Father. We ask you that you continue to mold us and put us in a place that you would have us to be, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the different artists. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are connected. We ask that you bless each person who is connected to the ministry, Lord. Not only bless them, but bless their ministries. Bless their families. Bless their family families. Bless their children. Bless their children's children. Bless their children's education. Lord, we're asking that you bless our minds to become a workshop of God. Bless our hearts to not harden but to open up with the love. Bless our hands to not be quick to danger but quick to love. Bless our feet to walk into the right paths. Bless our eyes to see the correct thing, Lord. We're asking in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're asking that you continue to bless those who do not know you and those who do know you. And for whatever reason, Heavenly Father, that individuals do not know you, we're asking you would you introduce yourself to them and help this ministry to introduce others to who you are. Lord, we give you the victory. We claim it in the name of Jesus. We claim everything, Heavenly Father, that we've prayed for. We claim success over Miss Tanner's life. Amen. We claim success over people who are in grief. We claim success over doubt. We claim success over minds. We claim success over those who are angry. We claim success over broken families. We claim success over children who have run away. We claim success over the ministry of God. We claim success over the Word of God. We claim success over the head of the ministries, Lord. We claim success over everything, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are God who has never lost a case. Lord Jesus, and when we speak about success, we're not just speaking about the things that we want, but we're speaking about the things that we need and the things that we're able to endure, because you would never give us anything that we couldn't endure. Lord, we thank you for helping us and maintaining our lives. Lord Jesus, we're asking in the name of Jesus, we claim the victory, Heavenly Father. We claim some mountains be removed over this Tanner situation, Lord. We claim some things be removed over this Tanner situation, Lord. And we just ask in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we know, Heavenly Father, we claim it. It's already done. We claim it, Heavenly Father, that you are here. Your presence is here. There's no doubt in my mind that you've already, you're already working on it, Lord. It's already done, and we thank you. And now as the world began to wonder, what next? Where do we go from here, Lord? We know that in our time, we're going to have to wait. But in your time, it's already done. But we have to do some things before you reveal to us all of the answers. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you be the center of the Tanner's family's joy? Would you be the center of the families who are missing someone? Would you be the center of our lives, our family lives, Lord? Would you be the center of joy for this ministry? Would you be the center of joy for the church? Would you be the center of joy for pastors? Would you be the center of joy for prophets? Would you be the center of joy for those who are out on the street? Would you be the center of joy for those who are angry? Would you be the center of joy for those who do not know you, Lord? We pray for everybody. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless the young lady who just joined the ministry, amen, a radio host. Bless her and bless she and her family, Lord. We thank you for her connection, Lord. We thank you for her spirit. We thank you for her realness in her ministry, Lord. We thank you for her willingness, Heavenly Father. We thank you for her courage. We thank you for her honor. Lord, we thank you for just everything that is coming her way, Lord. And now, Lord, as we begin to conclude this prayer, but never in your sight, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to help us to hold up our heads, Heavenly Father? Would you continue to bless us to run this race and not become discouraged? Would you help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord? Would you help us to love one another, and would you help us to continue to pray, Lord? And now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, Heavenly Father, we relinquish it out into heaven, Heavenly Father. We ask that you lift up every soul that was prayed for, Lord, and would you lift up the host soul and every other soul, Heavenly Father, that we did not mention, Lord. And if there's someone and there are individuals online, Heavenly Father, and we know that they have needs, Heavenly Father, and we're asking, would you lift up every need that they have, Lord Jesus? Would you lift up their bowed down heads? Would you cool their spirits, Lord? We're asking you, would you continue to bless those who are in surgery, those who are out of surgery, those who are going into surgery? Lord, we just bless and praise everybody, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things that you have done. We thank you for the things that you're going to do, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, would you just help us to be patient, help us to wait on you, Heavenly Father, because we know that if we wait on you, we shall renew our strength, we shall mount up with wings as eagles, we shall run and not grow weary, we shall walk and not faint. Lord God, we thank you. We bless you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, amen, and amen. And as I said before, there is always a great feeling when I'm able to pray unto the Lord. And I want you to know that my heart is just racing because I am excited about what the Lord is getting ready to do. Sometimes in different situations, the Lord brings a miracle that we never could have imagined. So not to give people false hope, but it's to say that every situation that appears to be bad, every situation that seems bad, is not. As I said before, the Lord only knows the ending of each book. But he tells us to pray, and he tells us to pray honestly. He tells us to pray sincerely, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to wait on the Lord, and we're going to be satisfied, and we're going to be at peace with whatever the Lord concludes the story to be. We're going to be at peace with whatever the Lord gives us to say. We're going to be at peace with whatever the Lord gives us to do. As I began to leave this particular prayer, I ask that the Lord continue to restore, build, and teach each and every one of us how to pray. I want to say this before I give the announcements and before we play our last song for tonight, which is I Love the Lord by Sister Whitney Houston. The only thing that's going to last is the Word of God. The only thing that is going to sustain us through this marathon and through this particular moment is the Word of God and prayer. We must pray unto God, and we must keep the faith. We must know that God never makes a mistake, and we must know that God is the Alpha and the Omega, and we must understand that God is first. We must understand, that God made us and not we ourselves. We must understand that the only thing that lasts is the Word of God, and we must understand that as a flower, we must grow up, but then just as a flower, we must fade away. There is a place entitled heaven, and there is a place called hell, and there are only two things that the Lord requires of us, and that is to love him and to pray. And as we live each day, I recommend that all of us live in a way that we make it to heaven. I recommend that we know God if we do not know God. And I recommend that we seek him and chase after him as David did each and every day. I recommend that you allow the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and to renew your mind. I recommend that you allow the Lord to bring in love in your heart rather than hate. I recommend that you use your hands wisely while you're here on earth. I recommend that your eyes see and that your eyes be lifted up unto the hills from which cometh all of our help, because all of our help cometh from the Lord. If there is any sad hearts among you or any hearts that are in doubt, I recommend that you read the Word of God. I recommend that you read Psalm. Matter of fact, the Lord has given me this verse, and I believe it's Psalm number 1 that the Lord would have you to read. Read Psalm number 1 and go on and read Psalm number 2. We shall make a joyful noise unto the Lord in all seasons, the good, the bad, and otherwise. We shall remember to cherish each person who is currently in our lives, and those who was in our lives, and those who are in our lives. We all have a day and a time. We all have a number, and we shall, no matter what, we shall answer to the call of Jesus Christ. But there is hope in Jesus' calling, and I'm just speaking the revelation of God, and this is for everyone. There is hope in the calling. Although we sleep temporarily, we shall not sleep forever. We shall once again wake up and find ourselves in the arms of our Heavenly Father in heaven eternally. I recommend to you, ladies and gentlemen, that you love you one another in spite of. I recommend that you begin to know Jesus. I recommend that if you don't, if you're out of the ark of safety, which means that sometimes you read your Bible, sometimes you don't, sometimes you praise God, sometimes you don't. You know God through the songs, but you don't know him through the sunshine. I recommend that we begin to know who God is. There are many things with a revelation that we cannot withhold, because God wants us to live better and do better, and he wants us to learn from different experiences. He wants us to learn and be greater. And as I said before, the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. We are in a period of prayer. We are in a period of waiting to hear from the Lord, and the time is almost here. I pray for each person who is online. I pray for each family that I've prayed for. I pray for myself. I pray for my family. I pray for each person. And I ask the Lord to lead and guide us and to help us to continue to run this race. We have 3 more days, ladies and gentlemen, for this particular marathon, and I don't know what the Lord is going to have us to do afterwards. But I do know that we're in a marathon and we're running and we're chasing after God's heart. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you for your obedience. I want to, most of all, thank you for your listening. And I want to thank you for thanking God for blessing you. And I want to thank God for approving the realness of this ministry. This is nothing to play with. This is nothing that's fake. This is nothing that's made up. I function under the unction of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit of God. And I thank God for each word that he has given. So without further ado, I would like to make some announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. A spiritual guide on the go is here. It's at follows.com. It's at barnesandnobles.com. It's at amazon.com. It's at amazonuk.com. And it's on bookworld.com and many other sites as well. If you go to my site, lovelifthjesusministry.com, you will find that particular guide on there as well. So please be sure to go and visit that site as well. I would like for you to check out one of my artists, Ms. Bula Wami. She is on Facebook, and we're doing some great things with her ministry. We're actually in the process of doing some things, and I will keep you updated with that. The Lord is good, and we're praying for her as well in her ministry. Continue to pray for the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry and the host. The Lord is doing great things in our lives. He is opening up doors. The ministry is available. We speak. We represent. We promote. Amen. And we speak the Word of God. And we are founded on the Word of God because God is love. I want you to continue to pray for 112 individuals. If you have to pray for all your family members, put them all on one line. Pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, we will have Ms. Keisha Covington on tomorrow. She is a gospel artist. She will share her ministry with us. I will ask her some questions, and she's going to share what the Lord has given her on tomorrow, so we're excited about that. On Wednesday, we're back in the race, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're back in the race running, amen, because we're praying unto God who is able to do everything but fail. So I want you to continue to watch the ministry, watch the page, because there are some great things that's coming up. Make sure that you log on to ALFREDALOVE on Facebook or FREDALOVE on Facebook, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. Okay, I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you and you pray for me, and I want you to know that God loves you no matter what, and I want you to know that the Lord is good and he wants to bless a lot of people, and just because a situation looks dim and dark, it doesn't mean that it's like that, because the Lord is the light, as Moses. Amen. And the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world, so we must understand and recognize that Jesus is the light of the world. So whatever appears to be dark in your life, whatever is dark in your life, just know that Jesus is the light of the world. If someone tells you something negative, say, Jesus is the light of the world. That is your testimony. Say, Jesus is the light of the world. And when you begin to say that, and that comes from John 8:12, when you begin to say that Jesus is the light of the world, then people will look at you strange because they're expecting you to say something else after they've said something negative to you. But I want you to just try and say, Jesus is the light of the world. So whatever is dark, whatever you don't know right now, the Lord is getting ready to reveal it. There's going to be a Moses experience. And so I just want you to get ready for that. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to Sister Whitney Houston as she sings our song, I Love the Lord. And that's my testimony, ladies and gentlemen. I do. I love the Lord with all of my heart. So without further ado, this is Miss Whitney Houston. Thank you. All right, that was the late Miss Whitney Houston with I Love the Lord. And as I was meditating, I have to play one more. And this is by the late Whitney Houston. His eye is on the sparrow. And this is 3 minutes and 35 seconds. And then I will bid you farewell. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the Love, Live Jesus Up Ministry. Be sure to join me on tomorrow for Miss Keisha Covington. Sister Whitney Houston with his eye is on the sparrow, and the Lord always watches us, and Jesus hears and he knows everything that we need. I want to appreciate God and my family, and I want to appreciate each of the listeners who are online and those who will listen. I want to appreciate all the opportunities. I want to appreciate all the people who are reaching out. I want to appreciate the CWC, those individuals who are doing things in the community to help reach out to the people in the community. I pray for each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you with the love of God. If you want to connect with me, be sure to do that on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE. I want to shout out to Chicago, Atlanta, Washington, and some more areas, Florida. there is a wrap-off going on, and part of this ministry is that we change secular music into Christian music just for fun, but also write music. So I am challenging all of my friends who are online to a original, amen, wrap-off. Now, we're still going to have the songs that the youth ask us to make into a Christian song, but we're going to come up with our originals. And so I'm going to start my mission tonight, God's will. So I want to appreciate each and every one of you. I thank you so much for listening and tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Alfreda Love. And be sure, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, you be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. And remember to join us on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We will have Sister Keisha Covington, who has a beautiful ministry and who is just phenomenal. Her ministry will be on tomorrow. So be sure to tune in, because I want you to hear. I want you to hear what she has to say. She has some good things to give us, and so I want you to hear it. And I also want you to support her ministry, so please go to her website. And please just kind of read about her and things like that and see what projects she has going on. And we're going to support her, okay? All right, thank you so much. And if, once again, I already said that, so I'm not going to say it again. But if someone asks you what their big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Be sure to join me on tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.